Okay, here we go. Call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in the borough hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal... clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mr. Barakia?
Here.
Mr. Gomes?
Here.
Mayor Glucksty?
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So...
So, Mayor, if I may interject, before we begin with the item 5 approval of previous minutes, we are happy to report that the borough will be implementing an Employee of the Month program. Each month, a department head will be selected to submit an employee that has gone above and beyond. We will begin this month, we will begin this program this evening for the month of July, and I'll ask that the mayor present this and indicate a little bit about who our selection was for July.
Okay. The first recipient of the Atlantic Highlands Employee of the Month is an individual who began his employment in April of 2005. He is the borough's most senior sanitation worker, a member of the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department, a resident of Atlantic Highlands, and an individual who always goes out of his way to say hello to everyone he meets and encounters each and every day. He always works with a positive attitude and is genuine in everything he says and does. I'm happy to acknowledge Brian Blum as July 2022 Atlantic Highlands Employee.
Well deserved, Brian.
Congratulations, Brian.
If anyone was down at the fair, which I'm pretty sure everyone was, Brian was down there cleaning up every single night, just working during the day and in the evening, and I thank you for everything that you do for this town, Brian. Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on. Now, I need approval of previous meeting minutes for June 23rd, 2022, regular meeting and executive session.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Second, Bombs.
Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Minutes have been approved.
Okay. Now I have a proclamation, and it says, whereas each year we lose thousands of people from drug overdose globally, where some survive but suffer a permanent injury with devastating impact to their families, and whereas the borough of Atlantic Highlands is not immune, and you may have seen it or has happened to people around you, and tomorrow it could happen to someone you love. This is not an invisible issue. And Whereas International Overdose Awareness Day provides an opportunity for us to reflect on practical ways to prevent overdose in our community as overdose is preventable. Knowing the real facts about drugs and what to do when you see someone experiencing an overdose does save lives. International Overdose Awareness Day events that aim to educate our communities about drugs can really help. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Loretta Gluckstein, Mayor of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do proclaim August 31st, 2022 as International Overdose Awareness Day in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and by doing so, bring awareness to this devastating matter. Thank you.
Mayor, the public is saying that there's no sound on Zoom right now.
I think we're muted.
You muted all of us because we need to unmute us. So go to, can you go to my class?
The feedback we're getting is the volume.
How do we unmute? So, Mayor, I think we hit mute all because some of the members of the public, you could hear them. I guess we need to figure out how do we unmute all with the system, John? Or at least unmute us.
The volume is unfortunately up on the TV sets. And I think that's where we're getting our we're all the way up.
I'll say.
Yeah, sing.
I know I said I'll say.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sing, please.
So like the spam.
We make our kids watch TV a lot.
See what that happens? I think it's fine.
Yeah.
You went to zero. If you go up, they can be.
One.
Try it now, guys.
Stand by.
Yeah,
we don't get injuries, man.
Turn our mics off. Everyone, turn your mics off.
Which one?
No, there should be there's a canceling system in that.
So
we did change
this is a different account because we didn't consent.
It's a different computer.
Yeah. Try now.
Can someone from the public acknowledge if they can hear us now?
Yeah, it's on.
We just turned it off.
We don't need
that anymore.
So that's maybe what.
You can leave that there. I'll just keep this disconnected.
So if any members from the public can give us a thumbs up or acknowledge so that they can hear us.
Turn your mic on.
Can you just give a thumbs up or raise your hand if you can hear us?
Different, Mrs.
What happened? Oh.
No, just turn the away.
Small distance.
Can you hear us now? You can't hear us now.
You guys might have two different accounts. It's like there's an Atlantic Highlands and a borough of Atlantic Highlands.
You can hear us talking on the phone, but not the Gazette map. Okay, thanks, Jason. You have to stay on because you're our public helper. Hang on. This is through the Michelle account, right?
This is the one that was set up.
And this is the Connect account?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So I'm going to rename the one that is the host of the meeting. By the way, I'm just troubleshooting. This was not my gig. All right, Zach, what is the name of the account that you see? That's the correct account that should be on here, and then there's this account should be dialing in to the meeting.
There's no video.
Or it's black. Okay. It says it's got video.
The video is coming from the one called Black.
That, right, the Connect
that
account.
Just this machine.
That's just this machine.
That's just this machine.
Right. I was not part of this, so I can't help. Well, all the people who've been trained on this system.
Stand up.
I mean, and I'm sitting down because.
Can you hear us now? Does that still have feedback?
Does that have feedback?
Yes. Yeah, it was working.
Okay, so still there? Going back to the old system. I don't know what.
Did you say you want to stay having birthday right now?
No, I wish we still had the old system because it's all going to change tonight.
I was thinking about the same thing, but I'm like, maybe they're not
going to do that. I think we should have jokes and she wants to tell a story.
I'd like to call a recess right now. 10 minutes.
Not Doug, are we good? Okay. I waited for you. Ready? Let's go. Okay, we're back in business.
Is everyone's mic on?
Yeah, put everyone's mic on.
Everyone's mic.
Hi, Nora.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, everyone.
Thank you so much for your patience. And so, I don't know where we should start again, so...
Did you finish the proclamation?
I did. They may have not heard me, but... Okay. I'm going to read the proclamation again. Whereas each year we lose thousands of people from drug overdose globally, where some survive but suffer a permanent injury with devastating impact to their families, and whereas the borough of Atlantic Highlands is not immune, and you may have seen it or it has happened to you, people around you, and tomorrow it could happen to someone you love. This is not an invisible issue, and whereas International Overdose Awareness Day provides an opportunity for us to reflect on practical ways to prevent overdose in our community, as overdose is preventable. Knowing the real facts about drugs and what to do when you see someone experience an overdose does save lives. International Overdose Awareness Day events that aim to educate our communities about drugs can really help. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Loretta Gluckstein, Mayor of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do proclaim August 31st, 2022 as International Overdose Awareness Day in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and by doing so, bring awareness to this devastating matter. Okay. Now, unfinished business, Ordinance 9-2022.
So, Mayor, on this one, this needs to be tabled. The Planning Board, as we know, all land use ordinances pursuant to the Municipal Land Use Law have to go before the Planning Board for what's called a consistency review, as Councilman Dougherty knows because he's the Planning Board liaison, and Councilman Bombs and Crowley also know that from their days on the Planning Board. But during the what the consistency review is, the Planning Board makes a determination of whether or not a proposed ordinance is consistent and other comments that they may deem relevant. It's legally required to do that. You actually can't consider the ordinance until they do that, and you're obligated to receive it and at least acknowledge it. And we don't need to put the cart before the horse, but that's the process that we're at. So the Planning Board did have a meeting on this, but they issued a report, but the report indicates that they're having another meeting, and at that time they're going to provide recommendations or not as to what they think we should do with the ordinance. So based upon that, what we need to do is we can open the public hearing, and then we should do a motion to continue the public hearing until the August meeting.
So there'll be no motion to table?
Well, continue the public hearing.
Okay, that's
fine. Yeah. Okay. So we'll need to do a motion to open public hearing, and then what I would suggest that you do is a member of the council do a motion to table, I'm sorry, to continue the public hearing until the August meeting. Make sense?
I'll make that motion to open.
I'll second that.
Second.
Can we do all in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Senator?
Continue.
Yeah.
The last meeting, I recused myself because of a conflict with a client.
Right.
Since then, that client I've kicked to the curb.
Oh.
Can I participate?
So, all right. So let's just go through a couple of questions. So if I remember correctly, last time you indicated that you, in your capacity as a real estate broker, showed a commercial property to somebody who you later learned was interested in renting it for a cannabis business should the borough approve a lease. So
there was no financial gain, there was no commission.
You received any, or you or your company or anyone in your company received any exchange of value of any kind?
No.
In connection with? Okay.
We severed ties completely.
So do you, is it possible that in the future your company or you or someone in your company could receive any kind of value for leasing a space for a cannabis business?
Well, I guess I don't have a crystal ball.
Okay, right. But so you have no present intention to do anything like that. Okay. So if you don't have, the reason that I recommended that last time was because you had a personal potential to gain financially based upon your vote. If you no longer, if that's no longer true, then you no longer would have a conflict.
Okay.
Make sense?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So about a year ago, when we were talking about fees for filming, it was recommended to me that I recuse because I work in that industry. And I said, I've only, in 20 years of work, have only had one project shoot in this town. Of course, I've only been here for 14 years. But I've only had one project in 14 years. There's always the possibility that I might have a project that would want to film here in Atlanta. So, thereby, I would be collecting a salary off a project if I was to bring something into this town as an executive producer or director. So there's always the potential, though I have nothing on the horizon. So likewise, if I worked in real estate, as Councilman Baum says, he doesn't have a crystal ball, which is very true. Right. He doesn't know if there's anything going to come up. But given that line of work, some property would be looked at. But in this town, potentially, if this were to pass, somebody could take a lease out or buy a structure, and it's possible as in his capacity that it could happen again, right? So would you want to remove yourself from any sort of company?
Well, I can make a recommendation. So a little bit, I don't remember the outcome of the filming fee. Didn't you vote on it eventually?
No, I refused.
Wouldn't that only matter if the issue was actually before the council? Once it's an ordinance, it doesn't matter. Because I've got a...
That's true. Right? That's also a little bit...
Because I'm prohibited from doing business in the town, in that industry, because I was in the industry.
Right.
But I can do it anywhere in the state. I have a legal opinion, ethics opinion about that, right? But I'm not... I'm excluded. Atlanta Council is specifically excluded. So why can't you, as a broker, or... You would come here, you wouldn't have, it's already an ordinance, it's already permitted. So you're just coming here just like, well, I'm working from my house today, right? You're not doing anything. I don't see where you would have an ethics issue.
I want to lay it all out so the conversation is going to be open, right?
Yeah. I think it would
be. All right, hold on. So, so that's my opinion. I don't remember that.
Sorry for the sidebar, folks.
Were you advised to refuse?
Yes, I was.
By?
I don't.
By Jason and by Mr. Huberty.
Yeah.
So, just because there was the potential for me to gain, even though not at the time. But
I don't remember all the facts and circumstances. We can discuss it offline, but I'm confident that what I just described to Councilman Bombs is appropriate under these circumstances. Yeah.
Just want to make sure the conversations happen that's in the public and transparent.
Well, it doesn't have to, because I can give advice in private if I want to. It's privileged, but we're doing it now because it's not happening in real time.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
All right. Gentlemen, we're good.
So there was a motion to continue the public hearing, and we don't have a second yet.
A second.
Oh, okay. So roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Unleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
The motion has been approved.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on to the public comment. Public comment is for the consent agenda items only. Please, if you have any questions or comments, move forward, name and address, and then same with our Zoom members. So we'll start. Anyone? Anyone on Zoom?
Hi, my name is Deborah Pello. I live at 6 Simpson Avenue. I've lived in this town for 13 years. I've been educated for 30 years in New York City.
Can I stop you for just a minute? Is this on the consent agenda, any of the resolutions?
I think this is on what was tabled.
Not yet.
Tell me when.
Okay. All right.
And I'll just say, too, so for cannabis, anyone is certainly free to... She's ready, yeah. Anybody certainly free to say anything they like for public comment, of course, but might I suggest that if we have comments that are relevant to the ordinance that's been continued, maybe you want to save those comments for the public hearing, which is going to be at the August meeting, so as they're fresh in mind for the council people to consider at that hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make sense? I'll just repeat myself.
Or repeat yourself. That's
right.
Fine.
Okay, thank you. So if you have any on resolutions, 117, 118, or 119, please step up.
So
Okay, anyone on Zoom?
No hands raised, Mayor.
Okay, so we're going to go on to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 117, the sale of surplus property. Resolution 118, the supporting increase of property tax deduction for veterans. Resolution 119, the payment of bills, $1,522,471.81. Then I need a motion and a second.
Murphy, second.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bonds?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda are passed.
Okay, thank you. So now to the report. Councilman Murphy.
All right, thank you, Mayor. I will leave the majority of police to Councilman Bonds, although I am excited about the Explorers program that is coming back, and I'm sure Councilman Bonds will report on that. We got a few things on first aid, and first I'll start off with our year-to-date calls, which is at 81. I will also note that there's been a shift, as we've mentioned earlier, in leadership. Ed Citron, who is our chief, is leaving us, unfortunately, due to a work situation, and he's moving out to Alabama. Lance Cubany, former chief from 2017, will be stepping up to fill the unexpired term. Lance is actually a proven leader. We're excited to see him from the squad. He, in his term, he answered over 600 calls, the squad did, that is. And we're very excited to hear about his five-point plan. His five-point plan, for those that are interested, I'll just mention a few points. He's got number one, the mission is to answer calls. And those calls will be answered from the squad between 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on weekends, no matter what. He's looking to strengthen the camaraderie among Atlantic Highlands First Aid Police Department and Fire Department. As an example, in previously we were no longer, as a first aid squad, answering fire department calls. We were not being dispatched per leadership's decision. Since Lance has taken over, he's managed to fix that, and first aid will now also be dispatched on fire calls, which is a good thing. He's building the lounge to try and build an area where members want to be, which is exciting, with the new 70-inch TV screen, stocking the supplies, the fridge, new AC units, and all these good things. He's building relationships with HMH as well. He's got a new training routine. We'll be reintroducing monthly training drills, providing more CE classes, as well as professional driving courses for the drivers that are interested in driving. He's looking to push a recognition initiative where he'll be showing signs of appreciation and acknowledgement for first aid squad members that are stepping up to the plate and answering those calls, as well as the fifth point, a retention and recruitment plan, looking to strengthen our enrollment by bringing on new members as well as bringing back former members. I want to give a big shout out to some new EMTs on the squad. Tim Farkas, as mentioned last, he's there. Emily Gendelman, Kevin Krippa, and Zach Brown.
Yes.
Recently passed today his New York license. Give a big congratulations to Zach. Scoring nearly a perfect score. Well done, my friend. Now able to be an official EMT in New Jersey as well as New York. Mm-hmm. We also have two old members that are considered, that we've been pulling back, considering they are considering going back to the group and taking steps to get their EMT designation back, which they let expire. Mm-hmm. All duty nights are filled, which is a very exciting situation. That means Sunday through Friday, there are guaranteed members to answer the call in those hours that I mentioned earlier, as well as Saturday being an all-call night for all members. Mm-hmm. Overall, there is a new excitement and new energy within the squad, which is very exciting and should carry over to our community. It's a very great thing. Enough of that. I'll jump into recreation. Soccer registration is open and closes August 15th. If you're interested in your child playing soccer, please go to our website and sign them up. This is from sixth grade, kindergarten through sixth grade. The cost for that season will be $60. There's also a division called Little Kickers, which is from ages 3 to 4. Those are 3 sessions, and those are $30 for the season. All these details are on our website. Little Kickers got you. Huh?
I know, just kidding.
It's a cute title. It's a cute title. There will be our summer basketball recreation program is underway. Feel free to stop on down to the harbor and check them out on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. You have 4th grade through 7th graders. They will be playing between July 12th through August 4th. Also, there's another program for kindergarten through 3rd, and that runs from July 20th through August 3rd. There is a pickleball clinic, free clinic, going to be held in the harbor. Feel free to go to our website and look for more details on that. But that will be on July 21st from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Movies at the harbor, I'll let Councilman Crowley report on that. He's got some great details to talk about that. Also, outside of our recreation, but also somewhat affiliated, we want to acknowledge the OSEP program, the Atlantic Island Sailing Education Program, which is also underway. Feel free to check them out, these little sailors over at Point Beach, and that they are running in the mornings from June 20th through August 12th. That's an exciting thing to watch. And I will leave the task force to Councilman Dougherty and Councilman Bombs. And now DPW, almost done, guys. Cutting that short, we'll just go to water and sewer. Want to let everybody know the water well number 6 is now back online. Also, with the excessive heat and lack of rain in the water system is pumping a tremendous amount of water. Some may have noticed a scent coming out from the creek that has to do with our heat and lack of rain that will wash away. And that is called biological oxygen demand. More details on that if you're interested, we can talk about that as well. Recycling. Multiple violation notices are out. We want to remind all of our residents to please follow the night in which you're supposed to be putting out cans, cardboard, and so on. There are some warnings being given, so please make sure you're not one getting a summons for that. Assistance is needed. Please help trim around your neighborhood fire hydrant and keep your neighborhood storm basins and drains clear. This will not only assist the DPW, but this will also help protect our neighborhood. Any questions or concerns, feel free to contact their director of DPW, Jimmy Phillips, at 848-444-0067. And that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Hohenleiner?
Mayor, I'll be pretty quick tonight.
Okay.
For finance and personnel, we've had a few meetings. There's some ongoing issues that we are attending to that impact personnel. We do know that we have some job postings listed right now, including the court clerk for Atlantic Highlands. So that is a position that's open right now. We also have, we're very excited that we've implemented this Employee of the Month program, and I was thrilled to see who the first recipient was.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the fair and we were having a long conversation about how hard the DPW has been working, and so I just want to acknowledge that as a new ongoing recognition program for our employees, in addition to the wellness event that we had last month for our employees. I know Chief Reinert mentioned that in his report, how it was meaningful to our borough employees to have this recognition and to show that we care about our employees. Also, in the harbor, there's been vandalism recently, so the police department has done a great job researching that, and there has been at least one charge in that matter. Our harbor security is on top of it, but we really do appreciate the partnership with the police department when things like this happen, so that was a very unfortunate event. In good news, the gazebo is going to be painted starting, I believe, Monday. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's just a really great refresh of that community space. Film One Festival is this coming Saturday, and mm-hmm. It looks like the weather's hopefully going to hold out.
It's going to be nice.
There's additional at our meeting at our last meeting, Mr. White gave another report on the towboat building. We are actively engaging our attorney in working to make sure that we rectify the towboat situation. There's been ongoing issues with that building, and we are now really asking our attorney to step in. And I'm going to leave shade tree to Mr. Dougherty, as I was unable to attend that meeting last night. But I'm happy to report that after Councilman Baraki and I spoke, after the Open Space Committee met, that we're looking to ask CME to apply for a community block grant. Community block grant? Doug, I have the right program? The Mon County Open Space Grant, to focus on improvements to the state park. So we're going to continue to speak with a group of interested residents that have come to us to talk about what kind of improvements we want in that space, in partnership with the harbor and the Open Space Committee. We're going to talk about if it's improvements or is it, what kind of budget can we put behind it as a municipality, because that is matching funds, correct?
That's correct. It's a grant. Maximum amount is $250,000 and a 1-to-1 match.
Awesome. And I think that's it for me tonight, Mayor.
Wow, okay. Thanks. Councilman Dougherty.
Me. Thank you, Mayor. So as Councilman Murphy mentioned, the EMS task force met last evening and heard from incoming Chief Mantivany, who detailed his 5-point plan. I would have to say it was very exciting to hear his ideas. He takes over as chief tomorrow, as Jim mentioned, and so I would like to wish him best of luck as he leads the squad. And thank you to departing and soon moving chief at Cetron for all his efforts for the community. Put a pin on that because I'm going to thank him again in a moment. Fire, I hope everyone had as much fun as my family and I did at the Fireman's Fair. With an assist from Mother Nature, bringing great weather was a great success. Thank you to everyone. It's a huge, huge effort. Thank you for everyone to help make the event a success, especially at Cetron. Ed will soon be leaving us, as Jim mentioned, for Alabama. Best of luck, Ed. Atlantic Highlands will miss you. Planning Board, as Mr. Senna mentioned, the Planning Board met on Thursday, July 11th. One of the orders of business was the consistency review for the Cannabis Ordinance 09-2022. The Board unanimously voted in favor that the ordinance is consistent with the master plan. And then there was a fairly fervent discussion on it. The Board decided to appoint the subcommittee to look more closely at items such as signage, allowable zones, etc. The subcommittee has been tasked to report the recommendations at the next Planning Board meeting, which will be Thursday, August 4th. The intention is for the Planning Board to vote on those recommendations and present those in time to this body for our August meeting. In other business, the Board heard and approved one bulk variance application. And forgive me because I wrote this afternoon. Further, now that the system is operational, the Board approved virtual meetings with full participation, questions and comments from the public. I'm sure we'll figure these glitches out. So the aforementioned August 4th meeting will be hybrid. The Environmental Commission will meet on Tuesday, July 26th at 7. For anyone who plans to attend this Saturday's Film One Fest at the Harbor, the Commission will be manning a table with some literature, so please stop by to say hello. Shade Tree met last evening as well. The street tree planting program for the fall was discussed. There are 29 trees to be planted in our community, including 3 tribute trees. And Fred Callis updated the group on the tribute tree plaque program, which I've reported on previously. This is the project to produce bios on the borough website for tribute tree recipients, which will be linked to a QR code on the plaques at the bases of the tree. As Fred showed us last night, he and Coach Ken Grasso met with our web designer and discussed using Google's My Map function, so people who visit the Shade Tree page on the website can look at a map and see where these are located, and then read biographies for these folks. The hope is to coincide the rollout of this program with the forthcoming website redesign, which perhaps Mr. Crowley or Mr. Baraki will speak of. The Shade Tree will also be present at Film Run Fest, so please come by to say hello to them when you say hi to the EC folks. And I will defer to Councilman Crowley for the report on parking.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Crowley.
We're up. Thank you, Mayor. So no new meetings of the parking committee since our last mayor and council, although we're always in search of trying to find more parking for everybody in town. So if you go to the Holly Tree lot, you'll see that there's a fence that was located at the southern portion of the property, and it's been moved with the permission of we went through HPD and also with Department of Public Works, and Jimmy Phillips and his crew helped with the installation of the moving of the fence over, and it gives us a net gain of 3 parking spaces. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're a commuter and you're running late, those extra 3 spots might make the difference of making the boat or not. So we're always looking for places where we can make an improvement. Recreation Committee, our movie night will be held, I think Councilman Murphy gave the rundown on everything else, but I'll just add that our first movie night, drive-in movie night, down at the marina on the lawn will be the last Saturday of July, which is the 30th. And then for tech, technology and communications, apologies for tonight. Thought we were all up and running. We've gone through our training, but I have never experienced that in all the training sessions that I've been to two now. So I have no idea why we went to Fluey. Maybe a last-minute change that we were trying to make things more effective. I don't know. So we'll work that out, and I'm sure that we'll be up and running. That's a promise by the next meeting. Yeah, I went on record. I just said a promise. Mm-hmm. We've had great success. You could get a glimpse of the potential for it. So Rob, I'll be talking with you. We're going to finally do that AM radio test. We'll put up a test antenna up on Borough Hall. Would like to try to get that done in the next month and proof of concept with that. Our AHNJ website. So we have a sort of a sandbox that we can play in, and it's up and running for those of us on the committee. What we've discovered is that when you look at the site map, all the things that have accumulated over the years, what we want to do, and Councilman Baraki and I want to meet with you, Rob, about approaching each of our committee chair people and seeing which content we can maybe archive, and you know what is required by the state that we have to keep online, because we want to try to make it as easy as possible for folks to navigate the website when they come to AHNJ.com. And a lot of that is sort of sifting through the things that have accumulated and sort of parse it down. But right now, I think there's a lot of potential there. Councilman Baraki might add to it, but I think we're trying very hard to make it very much more intuitive and easy to guide around and find what you need as quickly as possible. But it's looking good. So we're getting closer. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, sure. And Councilman Baraki, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to answer a little on technology. One of the things we wanted to do, because it's so voluminous, is maybe take some of the information people would use to research, where there are ordinances, codes, things like that, and see if there's a place we can put them outside of the web page. Reason being, if it's not updated and you go to the web page, you're going to get bad information, and you can get a whole lot more information if we keep it in a separate place. But other than that, you know, everything Mr. Crowley said, you know, exactly right, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to be, as each of us are going to be tasked with helping to just thin that out. As don't know what that's going to be yet. You know, the team's going to look at it and then come to each of us, and we'll deal with it at that time. Personnel, just want to add, besides the municipal court, we're still interviewing and trying to finalize our administrative assistant, so that hasn't been completed yet. Regarding the harbor, last time I talked about 800-pound pyramids for the new moorings. It's a lot less expensive than using the helixes. As a matter of fact, it's over $100,000 less expensive installed, and it's a payout in about a year. But what we decided to do is go with 1,000-pound pyramids. Not a big deal, just a couple hundred more pounds, but they'll hold a 40,000-pound sailboat, which is the biggest that we can hold. They're being used in all the marinas, and they seem to work well because, you know, we were worried that helix, as we know, hold real tight, but the newer helixes are welded, so that's a potential failure point. So we wanted to stay away from them if we could, and just having, you know, just a solid weight seemed like a pretty firm way to do it. And it's going through engineering, and it's being approved there. I know the fair was mentioned. We did have great weather, especially the night of fireworks was great. Anybody wants to volunteer, I know we could always use volunteers. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of people in town that you might not have known. It was a little hot and sweaty, you know, but you can get yourself a few free burgers and fries, too. Thank you, Regina. So we were working together, and she was taking good care of me there, too. So, but open space been covered. And also harbor, you know, we're doing pretty good. Not including fuel sales, we're up 6.9% year-over-year in revenue. And we've been up every single month this year. which is great news when you look at the expenses we've had with the hoist and the ramp repairs. So I would say it's a pretty bang-up year when you consider, because we've been steady every year. We've had an increase in the last several years. And with that, I'm done.
Thank you.
Take over. Finance and personnel have been covered by Councilman Brock and Councilwoman Hoedlinger.
Yesterday, I was trying to leave for you.
What's that?
Yesterday's meeting.
Your meeting? Yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Mid-meeting.
I'm trying to blend them all together.
Regionalization,
yes. There's been so many meetings since yesterday. Yesterday, Councilwoman Hoedlinger and Councilman Brock and I had a meeting about regionalization. We're talking with Matt Jacoby, trying to work out some details, and hopefully we'll get back to something with an answer to everyone at the next meeting. Fire emergency services, Councilman Dockery covered that. Last night we did have a task force meeting for EMS. Mr. Murphy already took care of a lot of that, and Brian did as well. But congratulations again to Ed Citron on a well-run 35 years, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Lance Hubney coming in, as the councilman has already said. It was impressive to see everything Lance has done moving forward. I know we've all been concerned about what's going on with EMS because of the welfare of our town. Our EMS, I'll just touch real quick. Our EMS in the last year has averaged 13 calls a month in the last 2 weeks since Lance has not officially taken over, but it have been hands-on. They've answered 21 calls in just 2 weeks. So the calls are driving in the right direction. 2017, they averaged 650 calls for the year, and they only missed 28 calls. And that's when we reached all kinds of accolades statewide. So he's moving in that direction right now. The average then was 53 calls. I think, you know, based on his 2 weeks so far, he's got 42 calls if you worked it over a monthly basis. So kudos to him. And one thing that I did want to add, he is also working on getting the EMS boat back in the water so that if we ever did have a problem in the mooring field, that would be covered. Moving on to OEM, Director Weimer has been working very hard. Congratulations to her on working on the fair. She, along with fire, the police, the EMS, the Highlands Police, the Seabright Police, Middletown Police, Monmouth County Sheriffs, Public Works, they all put in a crazy amount of time getting that fair pulled off. You guys don't realize how hard it really is to pull something like that off. And come the end of the fair, everybody walks away. I will tell you, there's still work to be done. I got suckered into it on Monday night, and I thought it was an hour, and the next thing you know, 3.5 hours later, I was going home. So, you know, kudos to everybody who put a lot of work in. But Director Weimer, as OEM, she had to coordinate a lot of that, and while she was doing that, she also spent, I believe it was 5 nights working in the food court. So, you know, kudos to her and all the volunteers who came out as well. The department is still seeking a crossing guard for the 22-23 school year. Applications can be found downstairs. The police department would like to alert everyone, if you have a sign on your property for a yield or stop sign, if you've got brushes covering it, whether it be a brush, a tree, please trim it back. If you don't have the means, reach out. Somebody will, you know, try to help you. But the trees, the low-lying trees right now are becoming a problem at a lot of the different intersections because you can't see the stop sign. The trees on your property does become your responsibility. As previously mentioned by Councilman Murphy, the Police Explorer program has been approved, and we're all anxious to see it come to Atlantic Islands. Officer Dave Cunha will be heading that up. I'd like to wish them all the best of luck in getting this off the ground. Residents are reminded to lock their vehicles and remove their keys and their key fobs from the interior. The other day we did have a 2022 BMW pull up to a resident's home and try to enter their vehicle while they were there. So, you know, it's happening all over the county. We see that. We just remind you, take your keys and your key fobs out of the vehicle when you're not near the vehicle.
Do you mind if I add something?
Sure.
This is, might sound a little strange, but this happened 2 weeks ago outside our house on 8th Avenue. My wife was in the car driving down the street, and she noticed a black SUV with two people in it. And this is kind of why I think it's a little strange. One person was sitting in the car with a clown mask, you know, they had a Jason mask on. So,
sounds more
like a party.
Yeah.
They were right in front of a neighbor's house, and the neighbor had no idea, and when they were noticed, they took off. So, that could be totally harmless. It could also be, you know, why would you cover your face unless you're planning to do something? So occasionally, you know, it's not the first time that's happened to us over here. So just keep your eyes open.
See something, say something, exactly. Lastly, Atlantic Highlands Police Officers responded to a total of 1,327 calls for service last month, including 46 first aid calls and fire calls, and they investigated 13 motor vehicle crashes just in the month of June alone. So that's all I have. Does everyone else cover everything else?
Good, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. On June 29th, the borough held a signed dedication at the Simon Lake Drive and First Avenue corner, dedicating it as Bernie Sweeney Way. Special thanks to the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department as well as the Atlantic Highlands Police Department for their assistance, as well as the Sweeney family for hosting all of the guests and participants for food and beverages back at the Shore Casino afterwards. On June 30th, the mayor and I attended the annual mayor's meeting and breakfast event at the RWJ Barnabas Ann Vogel Family Care and Wellness Center in Eatontown. The event included an overview of the hospital by their president and CEO, a tour of their facility, and a presentation on addiction and overdose prevention and the services they provide. Earlier today, I attended the Monmouth JIF Executive Committee meeting via Zoom. On Wednesday, July 6th, we received notification to lower the borough American flags to half-staff until sunset that day in recognition and mourning of Dr. Anthony M. Villain Jr., an esteemed legislator and dedicated public servant. On Wednesday, July 6th, we also received notification to lower the borough American flags to half-staff until sunset on July 9th as a mark of respect for the victims of the senseless acts of violence perpetrated on July 4th in Highland Park, Illinois. The DEP Division of Water Monitoring and Standards advised the borough that their annual debris removal would take place at Avenue A on June 30th. The DPW and Police Department were advised. On June 29th, the borough received the loss control report from the JIF. In sum, the survey revealed strong management commitment and all regulatory compliance documentation had been updated, along with RTK files. No new suggestions for improvement were submitted. On June 27th, the borough received notification from the Office of Community Development at the Monmouth County Division of Planning, stating that the Monmouth County Board of County Commissioners has approved the borough's application for a community development block grant in the amount of $181,852 for an ADA restroom facility at the Center Avenue Park. Nice. August 31st is International Overdose Awareness Day. As a result, from August 17th to September 5th, there will be a display in front of Borough Hall, which will consist of 47 purple flags that each represent one life lost to overdose in Monmouth County from January 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2022, and two signs that explain the display. Each participating municipality and business will be displayed on Facebook, town community pages, and the coalition's newly launched website, pcofmc.org. When they reference the coalition, they're talking about the Prevention Coalition of Monmouth County, the Opioid Task Force. On July 12th, I contacted the county to inform them that several wood planks were starting to buckle on the Center Avenue walkway, MT-55, on both sides of the road. The very next morning, a county crew arrived and replaced those wood planks with new ones. On July 12th, I also contacted JCP&L to inform them that an old rusted-out sign as well as an old raised cement platform with rusted rebar were in the borough right-of-way grass area on the westbound side of Route 36 in front of the fenced-in JCP&L substation. We were concerned from a hazard and liability perspective. Earlier today, we received confirmation that JCP&L will remove both the rusted sign and the cement platform. The removal date not identified yet. On Monday, the borough conducted a town hall meeting to discuss potential school regionalization. And earlier today, the mayor and I met with Lance Hugany. I believe that was already covered today in terms of what he's achieving. So we wish him the best of luck. We know he'll do a great job. And other than that, I want to wish Rich Colangelo a happy birthday if he's still standing here somewhere. We're still hovering around.
No, he left.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Doug, anything?
Thank you, Mayor. Very briefly, Many Mine Avenue Park, south of Route 36. The majority of the replacement playground equipment is in place at this time. Working with the borough's contractor to identify an appropriate start date to take the park out of service. The contractors indicate approximately a three to four week start to finish time for demo and reconstruction. So that's, that should be coming very soon, and as soon as I get a firm start date, I'll let you and everyone know. South Avenue Park and the 2022 road program. My office is continuing to collect survey field data and prepare a base mapping. We'll advance that as soon as the base maps are in place. Since our last council meeting, our office has also submitted for the DOT 2023 municipal aid grant. Mm-hmm. So additional requests for funding have been successfully submitted. And that's all I have tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Senna.
Just very briefly, the legislature passed a whole slew of election-related laws, a few of which have to do with things that Mrs. Clark, as the clerk of elections for the borough of Atlantic Highlands, will have to take part in. So I'll review those with her, should they be signed by the governor, which I imagine they all will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Now is public comment. Please move forward with your question or comment. I need a name and address. Yes, sir.
Jeff Smith, 116th Avenue. One of the things I find is that for some reason, the people on the stage right of the dais are almost unintelligible, while the people on stage left, I can generally understand pretty well. I think it's either a matter of speaking into the microphone or adjusting the sound system. But people speak quickly, and it's hard to take in all the things that they're saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Usually at borough meetings, we come up to the front.
Right.
No, and thank you for doing that. Anybody else tonight?
It's because of the microphone and the ceiling.
Here to the microphone. Thank you.
That would make strong credits. I just wanted to...
First name, name and address.
My name is Tim Schulteis. I live at the lovely building of 29 Bay Avenue, apartment 5. I just wanted to personally thank a lot of the people here for the great 11 years that I had in this borough. I moved in here, my first night was the night of the hurricane, and I watched my neighbor's cars in that area totally get covered by water as the lights were flashing, horns were honking, and it was really quite a disaster. Well, because of my background in emergency management, of course, being a medic and infectious disease officer, I kind of knew what to do. So I was very comfortable staying there in the height of the storm, had electricity for the next week that we all waited to get, and use my portable generator to, of course, keep heat, which it snowed the next day. Mm-hmm. After the hurricane, most people can remember that day. It was quite interesting. So while I was here, I really appreciated the way I was treated by the police and a lot of the good things that happened in this town. As a young boy, my dad was a minister out of Kingsbury. He took us to Ronnie Santee's fishing boat. And I never forget that. My father was a big, vivid 8mm movie guy. So I have videos of me 6 years old, and I'm 60, fishing on that boat. And it brings back some great memories of this town. So I just wanted to tell you I appreciated the time I was here. But unfortunately, we're going to be moving on because Jersey has become a very dangerous, incoherent, unjust place. People being pushed in front of trains, bail reforms put murderers on the streets, and you charge the craziest taxes for home ownership. It's insane. I'm out. I'm moving down to Florida. I just bought a house on the way back. I'm going to a state where you can carry, protect yourself, and if you mess up, you wind up on a chain gang on the highway. What you should do when you break the law.
All right.
But it's not being fair anymore. So I'm done.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a very peaceful place. Chief Rosepack is an amazing man. I knew him since I was a boy. He made it very easy to want to move here with my wife. And thank God we did find that nice little place. Now we're going to be giving it up to move into greater territory. And I just have one more quick question. Mr. Crowley was talking about an antenna. Well, can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure, it would be an AM radio station that would impart emergency information to anybody in the neighborhood in Atlantic Highlands in the time of an emergency, I should say.
I got that. So it's an AM station? Do we have a frequency that's going to be on?
It would be, yes. It would be assigned, yeah.
And that's a licensed station, correct?
Correct.
Very good. Now, is there any building permits or anything to put up those antennas?
You'll be filing with the FCC.
For put up an antenna? Or just for the license?
And for the radio, yeah.
Because the FCC really doesn't regulate antennas, maybe in the board.
The height.
The height. Well, we know that anything under 200 is not FAA looked at, so that's really the height issue. That you have to be in a certain area of an airport for that to happen. I hold the highest radio class license in America, which took me 37 years to get. The Morse code is 35 words a minute.
Oh, wow.
I'm involved in space programming. We talk to the International Space Station. I've also set up computers up and down the coast that talks around the country in times of emergencies. So my real question is, who was it that went after my landlord for me to take my antenna down?
I don't know if the members of the council know that. That sounds like code enforcement. I don't know if they would have knowledge of that.
Here?
But you know, Rob, but
do we know if there's any regulations to satellite dishes, CB antennas, towers, or any other kind of communication devices in this community?
I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, that would be a question Rob can.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Take that off more than you can chew, because the FCC regulates people to have personal antennas on their buildings.
Yeah,
and really might have opened this community to a civil lawsuit.
I hope not, but
me too. Because I use my talents for this community.
Yeah.
I work with the State Office of Emergency Management, and when people are in shelters, we do shelter management and everything via communications. When the phones are down, we're up. Yeah. You never heard about that, right? No. You know what a ham radio operator is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do.
They've been around since 1918.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're an integral part of the communications backbone of this nation. And whoever made me pull down my antenna, that's the reason I'm moving.
Okay.
Because she took my love and my hobby away, and I'm really perturbed. A good hobby, not a criminal hobby. I should find out who did that. And reprimand them.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All
right. Huh. Anyone else?
Okay.
It's a tough act to
follow. I know.
You sure you want to?
I'll be very quick. My name is Blaise Kiatz. I live 50 East Lincoln Avenue. I just have a question about the vote that was tabled. Because of a planning board staff who they didn't get what was done correct. That's correct. They didn't get.
I don't know if that's true.
That's not.
They just haven't completed what they.
All right,
what
they didn't complete
to do.
What they're supposed to do. Who is the authority or the adult that would regulate when they get this report done? So I don't want to come back here in August and have the same thing done to me. And wait around to voice an opinion about that vote and have it say, oh, it's tabled again. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I don't think the characterization is correct.
No, no, no.
Dotting their I's and crossing their T's. I'm not on planning board anymore, sir.
But
what they're doing is they got this council
document
and fill you in, but they want to do the review, the consistency review, that's all.
We want to spend a little bit extra time. So the planning board receives materials the Friday before the meeting. The meeting was August 7th, so the previous Friday. There was a...
Wait, August 7th?
You mean July 7th? Yeah. July 7th. I apologize. July 7th. And, you know, there was a fervent discussion, and it was agreed that we would like... Members of the planning board wanted to spend some more time on it. It's an important issue to many people here in town. And we want to be... We on the council want to be cognizant of the opinion of the planning and zoning experts.
And it's required that you review it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So presuming that the meeting is not canceled for any unknown reasons, such as inclement weather, etc., and presuming that they have a forum, the presumption is that they have a forum and the meeting takes place, this will be complete and not scheduled for August.
All right. So I can put you down for that the vote will be next August.
Well, I'm not on the planning board, but again, presuming that they have a quorum, they will have this complete as they...
It seems like it's a waste of time, and if, like, waste of time was water, this place would be Niagara Falls.
I think that it was the mayor and council had every intention of voting on it tonight, but for the planning board.
It's just not a choice.
But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's due diligence on their part.
Okay.
Correct.
Jim. Mm-hmm.
James Crown, 77 Bayside Drive. I want to express two items of extreme disappointment. First, the way that the ordinance is being tabled tonight without any public discussion. I understand that tabling because of the planning board, because they may come back with some suggestions that would improve the ordinance. If there are people here with suggestions to improve the ordinance, then when we have the eventual public hearing, we're probably going to table it again. I would much rather hear tonight from the public what they would like to see in the ordinance, whether for or against. Mm-hmm. And that way, only going through this once. These are, as the gentleman said, we're going to be wasting time one more time. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody up there is equally disappointed.
Voice your opinion, yeah, it's only common.
Everybody's free to speak now.
Yeah. Yes, right. Absolutely.
So, no one said they can't.
Then I hope that people who have suggestions speak tonight.
Nothing is holding up deaf ears. Right. You can speak as much as you want.
I'm speaking as a member of the task force who spent a hell of a lot of time on this.
I know you did. I appreciate it.
Secondly, my other issue with being extremely important. Disappoints. And some of this I'm going to read because I just want to get it on the record. I've been attending meetings for over 50 years, probably over 1,000 meetings. Business meetings, trade associations, NGOs, and government meetings. The meeting on Monday night was one of the worst structured meetings I've ever attended. I came up with 8 adjectives to characterize meetings, but the phrase that I think characterized the best is Mickey Mouse. In any meeting where there are attendees who might not be up to speed or don't know the players, certain things should occur. Most of those things did not. First of all, introductions. Dr. Dean was never introduced.
She was.
No, she wasn't. The members of the council were introduced. And Mr. Jacoby was. Mr. Jacoby's introduction did not explain which attorney was from, nor did it explain his role as a borough attorney, not for the Forzio firm or the King group.
Jim, can you tell the audience what you're talking about? A lot of people didn't know.
Well, let's let everybody, one person talk at a time. Sorry.
The school regionalization meeting information, supposed information meeting. Mr. Ferragina, this is no disrespect to Mr. Ferragina because he takes orders from you folks. He said the purpose of the meeting was to gain information from the ordinance. I came expecting that the purpose of the meeting was to inform the Atlantic Island residents what was happening and what the effect would be on the Atlantic Canals. In addition, I know that a couple meetings back, we said that Forzio and Keene would be there. They did the two studies, but certainly afterwards, based on what I heard, it was really not necessary that they were there. When the mayor opened it up to public comment or public questions, there was stunned silence. It was almost like another moment of silence. It was people, it was not what people expected. before people expected, and it eventually came out in questioning very painfully in some instances, that there should have been an explanation of the consolidation proposal, where we are in the process, what's still being negotiated, explaining the timetable going forward, and what would most likely be on the ballot. Those things eventually came out, it should have been prefaced. That's the way to run a meeting. There was talk about future meetings and a roadshow. If the borough can't do a meeting in that format, then I hope that the Board of Education does it. Because it's just not done in the right way.
Okay, thank you.
So, I just want to add, if anybody has anything to say about cannabis, and you came here for that, your comments are not landing on deaf ears. The people sitting up here are eventually going to have to vote on that, and if you want to talk about it, you can feel free to come up here and express your opinion on it. There's no loss.
So, if I could interject regarding Mr. Krause's comments, and I think a lot of us that were there that night share your frustration to a certain extent, and I'd like to explain to everybody the course of events relative to the potential school regionalization and where we're currently at today and what led up to that meeting. When Highlands and Seabright conducted their town meetings, they had presentations included. The reason behind that was because the three municipalities and the Board of Ed at that time hadn't presented and approved their respective resolutions. Those resolutions have since been approved across the board. When the Atlantic Highlands governing body voted on its resolution, there was extensive comments and discussion by community members at that meeting. At that time, the respective municipalities and the BOE were not yet in alignment regarding a decision if the path forward was to dissolve or to expand the district. That decision has been made, and it is to expand. All three municipalities and the BOE agree. Therefore, the two studies have achieved those goals. We are now at the point in the process to decide the funding formula that is in the best interest for the borough of Atlantic Highlands. The town hall meeting on Monday was held as it was originally promised by the mayor a few months ago. The Porzio and Keene folks were invited to that meeting and they declined. We cannot force them to attend, and we cannot force them to present, as they do not represent Atlantic Highlands. Mark Magyar, who is referred by many as an expert in this realm of school regionalization at the state level, was also invited, and he was scheduled to be there. However, he canceled at the last minute, resulting from a personal matter. That was unforeseeable. We couldn't control that. We literally found out, or at least I found out, that evening when I entered the room. The Atlantic Highlands attorney on this matter, Matt Jacoby, who has tremendous experience in this area, did attend, as well as Dr. Beams from the Henry Hudson School. They happily answered questions for the duration of the 2 hours. The very next day, this past Tuesday, Matt Jacoby met with myself and the three council members of the Atlantic Highlands Finance Committee to begin the discussion for the funding formula on schedule. There will be weekly meetings until a funding formula is decided. In addition, the BOE tribe boards met last night and all voted and approved the regionalization resolution unanimously. There were minor changes to reflect the language included in the joint petition to the commissioner. So that's where we're currently at. So I understand completely that there was an expectation maybe by someone they walk in that there was going to be a presentation, and I understand that they were expecting a lot of information. But literally what I just read is where we're at. There's really nothing else to provide. And the council members, Mr. Bombs, Mr. Baracchia, and Councilwoman Hohenleitner, they're charged with a pretty big task right now. I think they started off on really good feet with having a great conversation with Mr. Jacoby. They're going to move forward, and hopefully they'll come up with a good funding formula that's in the best interest of the borough.
That's exactly what you should have asked Mr. Ferragina to read at the beginning of the meeting on Monday night. Thank you.
Yes.
I just have a legal question on the ordinance on page 10. It refers to persons under 21 being allowed into the building. I think those are the words, the building. If there is a kind of a store, it could be in a building that has other stores or offices. So that verbiage may want to change.
Thank you.
That's all, thank you. That's a good point.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, it's Deborah Pello, 6 Simpson Avenue. Just wanted to bring up a few points. I was prepared for a vote tonight, like a lot of people, and I'll be prepared to speak again and do some more research and count pavement for the next few weeks. So, I've been speaking to neighbors, businesses, friends. There's a lot of concern about this. I think there's too many unknown factors. There's concerns about what the potential could be. I have at least a dozen articles here that will talk about how this is a gateway drug. I've been an educator for 30 years. I've worked with students from 4 years old to high school. And they talk, if you read the research, very often it's a gateway drug. Other articles, property values, we have to think about that. Studies show that in the beginning, maybe they increased, then they decreased. Property crime increased. Traffic congestion, we already know what that's about. The tax on our police, there's not even a breathalyzer or a test for police to even know if somebody's under the influence of cannabis. The questions are numerous, and I feel like we can't earn any of those. So I just hope that we take this very seriously, because it is very serious, and I just hope that people really just wrap their heads around all of the what-ifs. Like, we're just rushing into this, but we're moving forward with this. This is the latest, you know, there's 12 and now there's another 6, there's 18 in the whole entire state. It's legal. If you want to smoke pot, that's your thing, that's fine. It doesn't mean it needs to be bought in this town. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other here?
All right, let's speak. Pico Street, 81 3rd Avenue.
Thank you.
Say so.
No. Other side. Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
So I'm opposed to the ordinance for several reasons, but I'm not going to get into this tonight because that's maybe the next one, but I probably won't be here for that one. But I would just like people to know federal law. So I'd like to state the federal law in regards to firearms. So most of the public is not aware of this federal law. If this ordinance does move forward, I suggest it include a measure to help the federal government enforce gun control laws and background checks. I believe most council members would agree with this. If not, please advise why you do not at a future date. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. I possess firearms and have trained extensively with them. I also support strict background checks and laws for the purchase and possession of firearms. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, marijuana causes altered senses, hallucinations, impaired body movement, illusions, and psychosis. We can all agree we do not want people in this state of mind to have access to a firearm. Therefore, we need to support the federal government if this ordinance passes with regard to background checks. New Jersey law mandates digital scanning of ID for cannabis purchases. This should be stored in a database and not flushed to help the ATF do its job conducting background checks. Federal law 2-1 U.S.C. 812 states, persons who use marijuana with THC are prohibited from shipping, transporting, receiving, or possessing firearms and ammunition. It is also lawful to sell firearms to any purpose or to any person who is a user of THC marijuana. States cannot change federal law and have no authority to supersede ATF Form 4473. Therefore, until marijuana is fully legalized on the federal level, you cannot purchase or possess a firearm. If you use cannabis products for recreational or medical purposes, even if it is legalized in your state. So next meeting, I'd like each council member to state whether they would propose that the facility store the visual scan, PII, personal information, and not flush it, to help the government with background checks. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyone? Yes, sir.
Joe Smith, 11 6th Avenue. I don't see what it's in for. What good is it going to do the town? Why do we want a marijuana dispensary in Atlanta Commons? it's either going to be just one of multiple marijuana dispensaries up and down the 36, or it'll be a place where everybody's got to come for it. What do we get? A tax rateable? How much is that going to save me? $20?
Maybe.
There's absolutely no reason to have it. Have you ever seen what happens in New York City when they have drug centers or drug rehab? It ruins the neighborhood. It's going to bring undesirables into town who are then going to be targeted. Okay, if you want your grass, go someplace else. What do we need it here for?
It's already here.
Okay. Calm down. Okay, let's make all our comments up
let's
here.
Make sure everybody, if someone's up at the dais talking, to let the person talk so that we don't have interruptions, so that everybody's respectful of each other during the public comment period.
It also helps the clerk out to record the information she needs to record.
So, is there anyone on Zoom?
I see no hands raised, ma'am.
Okay. No hands?
Okay. There's hands.
Just in a full bar data, I made a comment, and I'm not going to grandstand in any which way, but again, mothers against drinking alcohol, mad, right? Now we're going to have fathers against weed. I mean, we have enough problems with the alcohol situation, and it's a community here where there's the beach, and we have a lot of people coming in for the day, and I can just see we're going to have a lot more problems with the police and enforcing all the laws that need to be done. And at this point in time, enough other towns are going to be having this. I think there's going to be 184 towns in the state of New Jersey that are having it. You can get this delivered. They can have it delivered. It doesn't make sense. We're just a small community. Why put it here? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Good evening. Zach Brown, 6 Victorian Woods Drive. I've made these points before, but just for the sake of having them on the record again, here I am. I think it's been made clear that cannabis is already legal in the state of New Jersey. There's nothing that this body can do about that. If you have a problem with that, take it up with the governor, I guess, or whoever else is could change that. But the fact of the matter is that it is legal. And if your concern is about people abusing it, about people misusing it, about people not using it responsibly, there are ways to address that. But preventing it from being sold here in this town is not going to make any difference in whether or not people are using it. If you look at studies in countries where there are actually places where they have legalized all drugs, not just decriminalized, but legalized, and scientific literature in those countries shows that addiction rates hold steady. People who are going to use drugs are going to use drugs, whether they're legal, illegal, easily accessible, or difficult to access. So, having said that, if people are going to be smoking weed, shouldn't our town benefit from it? People are asking, why should this be brought here? Maybe they don't realize that the town is allowed to impose up to a 2% tax on all revenue that these businesses generate. And we are not just talking about dispensaries. The ordinance specifies that there are two, would be allowed to be two dispensaries in Atlantic Highlands, a maximum of two. And each one would have to appear for the planning board before they could be issued a license. It would have to be interviewed by the chief of police. There are rigorous procedures in place. These are not just going to be fly-by-night operations. These are going to be highly regulated, tightly controlled, with security guards at the entrances. They're scanning the ID of every person who is in and out of there. And the insinuation that this is going to be bringing undesirables to town, I think is very offensive to me as a person who embraces a diverse community. So I think the benefits are substantial, and I remember making this point last year. Mayor, I appreciate your sentiments about opiate overdoses. I think that is an absolute atrocity that is plaguing this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disease of despair. People are not happy with the quality of their lives these days. We just all lived through years of upheaval and uncertainty. People are hurting, and people do turn to drugs. Preventing that cannabis from being sold in this town is not going to stop people from doing drugs, as I've already said. But if you give people access to a drug like cannabis, it is shown, study after study, to be not very low on the addictiveness scale. The harm to the individual is low. The harm to the community is low. Incidents of DWI among cannabis users are a small fraction of those that are committed by alcohol users. Alcohol is a far more dangerous drug in terms of impact to the person, to the user, and in terms of impact to the community than cannabis is. And you will actually find that people might turn to cannabis who would otherwise turn to opiates. They might turn to heroin. They might turn to harder drugs if they don't have access to cannabis. If they have access to cannabis, maybe they just sit at home and smoke some weed and watch some cartoons and eat some cereal. I would much rather that. As an EMT who has personally responded to opiate overdoses and administered Narcan and seen people dead in front of me from opiate overdoses, never seen that from cannabis. And I don't think I ever will.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait. Yes.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. I think the mayor wants to let people who haven't spoken mm-hmm. speak now.
My name is Spicer, Victoria Woods Drive. Thank you to my husband, who has had his duty night as a volunteer member of the ambulance of this town since we moved here. So if anyone knows what it's like to put his time aside to help everyone else attend. And I think that everything he just said was incredibly important to reiterate at this meeting. I was incredibly happy with the planning board meeting. I think that what went down made a lot of sense to me. As somebody who has been here at every single meeting for over 2 years, I believe, and patiently waiting for this moment, I thought that they were doing their due diligence, and I was incredibly happy that every single member, aside from maybe one, agreed that having a cannabis business in Atlantic Highlands is consistent with the master plan. I think that says a lot. I think that the planning board has done a lot of things that we don't all really like, but they're consistent and they're not hypocritical, and they believe that a cannabis business in this town is consistent with our master plan. My husband already said that he can't overdose of cannabis, and it's good to have it on the record. Another very optimistic thing that I'd like to share for everybody here, because I am on the younger side, and so I think my relationship with cannabis is very different from people who lived through the war on drugs and experienced all that propaganda that existed at the time and prevails to this day. So I'm very fortunate, and I hope this isn't a humble brag, but I'm going to list the jobs of all the friends that I have who I know smoke cannabis on a regular or semi-regular basis. I have a friend who smokes weed on a regular basis who is a radiologist, a psychologist, an accountant for a Fortune 500 company, a police officer, a financial planner, a published illustrator, an ambulance driver, fashion designer, a school psychologist for special needs kids, someone in waste management that was so prolific at his job he was shipped off to California, entrepreneurs who work in Silicon Valley, a veteran who was honorably discharged, 1, 2, 3 lawyers, all in corporate defense, a NASA engineer, an engineer for Ford Motors, 1, 2, 3 nurses who see people who suffer from opioid addiction and overdose, and dental hygienist, teachers, and professors. So these are all people who are contributing to our society in a manner of different ways who consume cannabis. I think that we all need to kind of step into the 21st century here and see that people can consume cannabis, they can consume alcohol, and they can still be good members of society, and they deserve the same respect as everybody else, and they should be able to purchase cannabis from their own town, knowing that 2% of that money is going to go back to this town to build our roads, to create after-school programs, to hire more police officers, to fight how climate is going to affect our arena over time. Whatever the case may be, I personally would prefer to invest that money into this town, and that's why I've come here.
for almost every single meeting for over a year to say that. I do not want to open a cannabis business for all the rumors and weird things I've heard from people. That's not my goal. I have five words that I'd like to share that mean a lot to me. In fact, one of them I got tattooed on my wrist today, the other day at Tattoo Tony. So thank you, Tattoo Tony. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That is what this country is about. That's why it says liberty on my arm. I have the right to live the life I want to live, and so does everybody else here. And it's not my job to tell everybody else how to live their life. I believe that consuming bodies of animals is immoral. But I don't go around and tell people at steakhouses that what they're doing is wrong and that I have a problem with it and you shouldn't be allowed to spend your money here. I think that would be absurd and it would be un-American. I respect my fellow Americans to make choices that are right for adult Americans, 21 and older, to make the choices for themselves and to consume cannabis and alcohol in ways that fit for their life and that I can understand. But I might not agree with some people's choices, but I respect them as my neighbor. I respect them as an American, a citizen of this country, a free country, to make those choices for themselves, even if I have a moral disagreement with them. Finally, somebody said something that I have to say, that New Jersey is the best state in this country. It is just like, that's not, you can't argue with me. It is the best state in this country. I bought a house in this town. I'm going down with this ship. I love this state. I will be here forever.
Okay.
I think that this town is amazing. I chose it for a reason. The state is amazing, and I think that everybody up here has done a really, 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 really good job, even though it's been really frustrating to me because I'd like to see things go faster. I think you've done a great job. You've done due diligence. No one's going to be all happy, and hopefully not everyone's going to be very angry. I think that if anyone is worried, you should listen to the audio from the planning board. What they're discussing is how far should a business be from the school, whether or not they should have blackout windows, just very specific things. But the planning board did not say that this shouldn't come to town. They said it was consistent with the master plan. It's likely going to be here. And so I hope as a community we can come together and decide if it's going to be here, how could it be here in a way that would appease people who are upset about it and people who want to purchase and help their town out while they do. That's that. Thank you.
Thank you. Father.
My name is Father Jordan Quinn at St. Agnes Church here in town. Thank you for listening. I go with great reservations about this. The use of marijuana is shown to increase psychosis, violence, and crime, particularly among the young. You know, people coming into town, sure they can get anywhere, but coming into town, many will be coming into this town high, coming with their friends to get this. It cannot be good in any respect for anybody, and it goes against all human flourishing. If it were passed, there's a benefit by tax revenue, but look at the great cost. I look at cigarettes, I look at the revenue, the millions that were reaped by federal governments, local governments, state governments, but look at the human cost and suffering and what's been done to our country and our society. This cannot be good in any respect for the flourishing of the citizens of this town, and particularly for our youth. I mean, and Mr. Ferriano, you quoted about the memorial that will be up for those victims of opioid, and that's a scourge in our country. And sure, we hear about its recreational use in this America, but it can and often does lead to far more serious addictions. There is an addictive quality to marijuana. The chemical in that nowadays is far, far more potent than it would be. I've spoken to former drug addicts from the Vietnam War, and they're sharing me with their stories about the present use. I've been through suicides, and I heard from their families, and I know in cases themselves how these people run on marijuana, and naturally it's indicative of other things too. But it cannot be good to get into that realm of not entering into the reality of life in taking these mind-altering substances. It is far, far different from alcohol, far, far different. But I just would encourage you to not allow this whatsoever in the town. It cannot be good at all for citizens. Crime, violence, and of course, not alone the things unseen that will affect other towns.
yes, anybody can get it anywhere, but the greater volume of things, the more use that can happen with it, and the ease of use too. So I just encourage you with that. Thank you for your time for listening.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Timing.
Josh Lasco, 60 Bayside Drive. I'm in favor of this ordinance. If you don't want people to drive stone, make it so that they can walk and get it. Seriously, I don't think people should do drugs or alcohol or. But everybody's on something because there are so many drugs for all these kinds of things. But my real point is, my serious point is, they're going to do it. It's important that they should have a source that's free from fentanyl so that when they experiment, they don't die. And that's the real issue. There are all these drugs that are being adulterated. And it's also, I always felt, In Holland, when they legalized it, the usage went down. Because now you can call the person out. You're stoned. You're an idiot. And you can tell them that and help them to get help without turning them into a criminal. So I think this is good. It's reasonable, and I think it's needed, and I think we should pass it.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I have one hand.
Okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Cindy. Go ahead.
Vinny Whitehead, 17 Harmony Drive. This is an article from centraljersey.com. While all cannabis establishments, distributors, and delivery services are prohibited from operating in Rumson, the ordinance does not prohibit the delivery of cannabis items and or related supplies by a licensed cannabis delivery service that is based and initiated outside of Rumson. Writing in the ordinance, municipal officials said the borough of Rumson has determined that due to the detrimental impacts that permitting one or more classes of cannabis business might have on New Jersey municipalities in general, and on our community in particular, it is at this time necessary and appropriate and in the best interest of the health, safety, and welfare of the borough's residents and members of the public who visit, travel, and conduct business in Rumson to amend the regulation to prohibit all manner of cannabis, marijuana related within the geographic boundaries of Rumson. And from what I understand, Seabright, Homedale, Middletown, and Rumson have turned down this ordinance. But Highlands, Kingsburg, Asbury, Neptune, Edentown have not. I've been in this town 22 years, and I look at a Seabright, a Homedale, a Middletown, Rumson, and I compare Atlantic Highlands to those type of communities versus the Highlands, the Kingsburgs, the Asburys, the Neptunes, and the Edentowns. And that's one of the reasons we moved into this area. The other thing is, the only really state that we can compare or check out, and it's not Atlantic Highlands. I think Atlantic Highlands is very unique in the size of it. But the 10 years of in Colorado, if you go to cannabis.colorado.gov, it'll give the pros and cons over those 10 years. And it's something to check out, and I think I have some of your emails, and I'll just send it to you. But there's some things that are said on both sides of the issue that are very positive. But I think we have to look at this town and not all these other towns. And delivery can be done, is legal to be done. You can get it. And anybody wants it, they just have to have it delivered. But coming here tonight, I was going down First Avenue, and we said, look at all the people that are in Atlantic Highlands. And I would say if we saw 20 people, I would say 15 of them were families. It's little kids walking the kids down the road. So just as men and women, just check out, if you could, the cannabis.colorado.gov, the pros and cons of that. And again, my concern, I've always said this, it's not adults smoking it or not smoking it or abusing whatever. But it's just all the kids and the examples that were set up as adults. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allmeyer?
Online we have Alan Bean.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Come on. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to...
First, Alan, can we have your address, please?
Of course. I'm sorry, Mayor.
That's okay.
Alan Bean, 25 Second Avenue. I just wanted to commend both Zach Brown and Morgan Spicer on their comments. I won't go through them all, but gosh, they hit just about every one I wanted to talk about. I start with the point that it is legal. Prohibition is over. And we have a liquor store at the corner that I can walk to on a Friday night and pick up a six-pack. I should be able to go to the corner store and pick up cannabis if I choose to. This is 2% of tax money coming back to us. And under the ordinance, we're only talking about two outlets, two distributors. So it seems to me that there's a lot of concern over something that the people of Atlantic Highlands have already voted on. We voted in the significant majority to legalize marijuana. I'm sure that we didn't speak directly to opening a facility here, but I think the intent is quite clear. And as to all the harms and hazards that could exist, might exist, for any kind of substance, whether it be alcohol or drugs, I think the council has already explored a lot of this. You've done your research. You know what this town can accommodate. And I encourage you to pass the ordinance when it comes up. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it?
No additional hands.
Okay. Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 91-3rd. I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
Fireman's Fieldhouse. We had an executive session last meeting, and you're going to report back on what that discussion was.
So, yeah, I can report. I can't report on the discussion in the executive session, but I can report to you that we did discuss the fireman's field, and the decision, the outcome was that the borough will not be pursuing a purchase or an offer to purchase of that facility.
The field house.
Mm-hmm.
Just the field house.
Correct. Field house.
Could it be a lease?
It could be many things, but we're not pursuing anything with that.
The borough's out of all aspects.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Thank you. The Main Line Creek project. I'm a little confused with two things. I thought with the plantings, the natural plantings, that they were just going to be allowed to grow back to what they were for 30, 40, 50 years. When I rode down Highland Avenue the other day, I saw it was all mowed. So I'm confused. All behind 26 Highland Avenue, it's mowed all the way up to the creek. The little creek that comes down parallel to Hennessy Boulevard, it's all mowed behind it. So I'm really confused that this thing that was supposed to just roll back to what it was prior is now being groomed. So I don't know who's doing the mowing, whether it's the contractor, the guy who leases 26 on the avenue, I have no idea.
It's not us.
It's not the borough. Okay.
At first we did, and we checked with the gas company, said let it go back to that. Okay. I believe if it goes to a severe drought, a lot of things aren't growing. We're not cutting a lot of them right now.
So I see rows back there.
I understand. So I don't know who's doing it back there, but it hadn't been grown. We did it one time initially.
And I asked this question in the last meeting with the silt fence, Mr. Allmeyer. Obviously, if we're cutting the lawn, the plantings are established along the creek bed. And I mean, all the trees look like, even with this drought, all the trees look like they have taken hold and are grown. So at what point do we remove that black nylon silt fence?
The, it,
After the last council meeting, I did ask the gas company about that specifically. It is a requirement of their, related to their soil, their county soil erosion plan certification, and they need to close that out, and then they will remove that. So it's not a function of the municipality.
So the county's going to remove that fence?
No. The contractor that installed.
Okay. And then my last question is, again, with the last meeting, the Bayside Drive, there was repairs made from, I guess, a washout after a heavy rain. And Mr. Leanthorpe asked if the county should be footing part of the emergency repair bill, I guess it's $25,000, for that damage, because the water's coming from up the hill where the county park is.
So that work is not complete yet. Contractor has been on site to start it. I don't have an answer yet from the county if they'd be participating in any cost sharing, but the total work isn't done yet, or the magnitude of the cost is not in place yet either.
Okay, and the last comment is I share Mr. Krause's feeling about the meeting Monday night. It was not what I expected. The bar was set high with the Board of Education meeting back in May, and we didn't get there with that meeting. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Virginia Kinlan, 15 West Lincoln Avenue. This has been a whole other topic. I just wanted to, I don't know how many people know it, that starting July 16th, there's going to be a national suicide prevention lifeline number.
988?
988. And I just want to put that out there.
Good. Thank you. All right, thank you.
988.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see no hands. All right. Nothing on Zoom?
No hands.
Okay, so I need a motion and a second.
Charlie moves.
Murphy second.
What are we moving?
To adjourn.
Adjourn.
Well, which is it? To adjourn?
Adjourn. Mm-hmm. All right, and roll call, or everyone in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Corey, what was the other option?
Go to the bar.